Grab your cup and settle in. It's time for Coffee Talk with Tez, filled to the brim with stories, guests, and information that affects us all right here at home. Have a question for one of our guests? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com. Now, let's go live to the WPKY studios and see who dropped by this morning.
Who's on the phone this morning?
Yeah, so John Hass. I'm the bear coordinator for Kentucky Fish and Wildlife.
I'm going to tell you, boy, you pegged that, and that was back in 2021, and you made a couple of predictions back then that you thought might start happening, and doggone it, you were right on the money.
Yep.
So tell us what that means. What do you do for the state of Kentucky with bears?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, biggest thing in the summer months is just, you know, keeping tabs on some of these roaming bears in West Kentucky and then spending a lot of time just educating the public on how to live with bears, those folks that live in the mountain counties in the east that have them, you know, in their backyard daily, you know, handle a few issues and just kind of help them coexist with bears.
You and I had talked, and I can't even believe, don't get me wrong, I cannot believe that it's been that many years since 2021. You know, it was coming across Webster County. It looked like it was kind of following the Tradewater River. Of course, that whole northern end of Caldwell County that, you know, kind of joins up with Webster over there, that's my neck of the woods. You know, that's when you're really out in the boonies. So it really didn't surprise me. But man, when this thing went right through the middle of town, everybody got all excited. And now it seems like the number of bears that are coming this way have increased every year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're seeing, you know, good growth in our bear population in the east. I know Tennessee is experiencing good growth and some expansion in, like, really the middle Tennessee area. You know, they're having bears roam the outskirts of Nashville more often than they were, say, 10 years ago. And then on the opposite side of things, we've got a really good bear population in Missouri that, you know, they're getting reports in the Boot Heel pretty often. So really, you know, kind of where you're located, you've got them kind of moving in from both sides. But we've not really experienced, we definitely know we don't have any resident bears per se. Like, you know, females that are having their young in that area, these are mainly those young males that are getting booted out of the kind of the breeding grounds and the, you know, the resident bear area and just taking a walk and looking for some new habitat.
Well, and that's not to say that we don't end up with a mama. I mean, at some point, if everybody else is going this direction, you would think, man, they might do the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we're a few years out on that. But honestly, there's not a county in Kentucky that couldn't support bears. You know, and we're seeing that. You look at North Carolina, look at Virginia. They've got bears in almost every county across those two states, and that's expanded that way in, you know, probably 30 to 50 years. So we're on a little bit of slower timeline for that. But I think we're going to be seeing these roaming males, you know, probably annually.
Well, and that's my question, too. You know, the big cats, they say, used to be basically at home here. And then, you know, the farmers back in the day, they kind of run them out of here, you know, because they were hindering the livestock. Is that the same thing with bears? Are they just coming back to where they were originally? Or, I mean, is this something new for them?
Yeah, no, we probably had bears all across Kentucky. I mean, when Daniel Boone, when he came through the Cumberland Gap, was blown away by the number of bears that he saw. And, you know, as he moved into central Kentucky, he had reports of them everywhere. And of course, they used them for bear, you know, they would eat them. They would, you know, waterproof their gloves with the bear fat and the bear oil. So they were very useful to, you know, frontiersmen. And they were absolutely about the time of the Civil War with some of the last reports of bears in Kentucky, but they were extirpated, you know, killed out of Kentucky, and have since expanded in. You know, we didn't have any restocking efforts on bears like we did with turkey and deer and elk and those things. It's just been this long. I mean, we're looking at, you know, first bear reports in East Kentucky in, I think, 1989. Kind of a modern report. There were sporadic reports before that, but, you know, really, you know, certainly in my lifetime, it's gone from nothing to a population we can hunt in the east, and, you know, bears down your way.
Wow. Well, and that's some, you know, I don't blame them. I'd want to be in Western Kentucky around LBL too. That's what I
see. Exactly.
You know, I live here. I don't blame them. I'd want to be here too. And that's, you know, that's one of those things too that I want to remind folks. That, you know, how do we live with bears? Is this something that's going to, you know, go on a regular basis. You know, don't go out and shoot them. We don't do that here in Western Kentucky.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And, you know, just a few small things. And I think just, you know, at least this summer's reports, I mean, that bear earlier that came through, you know, probably Caldwell and Livingston County, it was hitting a county and it was in the next county the next day. So these things are moving, they're cruising, they're trying to get somewhere. And I think this, you know, the last two or three weeks, this bear coming up out of Tennessee, it's been the same thing, where it's always moving and it's got enough gumption to more than likely swim Kentucky Lake.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So to get from there to the LBL, I don't think it took the bridge. So, you know, essentially living with a bear that's on the move like that is just being mindful, you know, let your neighbors know it's around, don't approach it, you know, take all the photos you want, but keep it a safe distance. Put your garbage up for 2-3 days if you know it's coming through. And, you know, we don't want to give it a meal and make it stay anywhere. We want to get it, you know, place like LBL. We've got acorns dropping. You know, he'll be set the rest of the year. Might end up making a big circle and going back to the mountains.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if I knew that the buffet looked like that when I went through there, I'd probably hit that sucker again next year. How old do these bears live? You know, so when they are making this trek, you know, I laugh about it that he's making a big circle, but how, you know, do they go back in the same circle they went the year before?
Potentially, you know, this is likely, and I wouldn't be surprised at all. And there's no way of knowing that this is that same bear from, you know, the 4th of July weekend where it came through Livingston County. We know that bear swam the river to Illinois. He ended up in Missouri. This might be his return trip. Hard to say. They look similar, but, you know, hard to tell one bear from another. But it's generally, so, you know, bears are born in the den with mom. They will live that first year with mom, re-den with her. And then the spring, when they're, call them a year and a half old, will kind of get kicked out of the nest. You know, mom's got plenty of boyfriends looking for her at that point in time, and part of the just bear dispersal, you know, part of their evolutionary wiring is that these young males find new territory. And so some small percentage of those, when they say find new territory, they really mean it and go to West Kentucky.
Junior's cramping her style and she kicked him out, right?
Exactly. That's exactly the case. And we see that every summer. We had a bear on the outskirts of Lexington, you know, just kind of that late June period where they've got time to get out of the mountains. They'll start popping up in central Kentucky. And you know, like the one earlier this summer kind of originated around Bowling Green. That could have been a Tennessee bear. It could have been one of ours from, say, like McCreary County, Whitley County area. But generally, it's, you know, we don't see, they're not very old when they do that. They're 2, they're 3. We had one hit in Louisville that aged out at 5, so that might have been a little bit of a weird case where, you know, he was still looking for territory at that age. But at about that time, they've got enough dominance to, you know, live in the bear range, to find them a girlfriend for the summer, that kind of deal.
Do you know about how many miles they take in that circle that they'll go out? Is there an average, like how far out those males got, or do they just keep walking until they find something?
You keep walking until they find something. It's completely random. You know, every young male is doing this. Most are probably just hanging out on the outskirts. You know, they go to an area where they find less bears roaming and hang out there that first year or two of life. And we've got tons of good habitat in the east that's just not really super dense with bears. So these ones, you know, the ones that we've got making these big, you know, couple hundred mile circles, that's definitely the exception to the rule.
Well, and now that they're here, how long do you think it'll be before we start having some that may be hanging out through the winter and calling it home?
Yeah, it could certainly happen. I mean, there were several years ago we got reports from LBL, you know, up into like modern gun deer season, November time, Thanksgiving time, and very well that guy could have overwintered down here. I mean, they've got a great, you know, anywhere in Kentucky, we're going to have a great acorn crop this fall. That's great food. You know, young males generally don't den for an extended period of time. We might have a 2-week cold snap and they'll find a place to lay up, but then they're back feeding. So it's not something that's they're necessarily going to go in a den early December and not come out till April. They're generally moving all the time.
Well, and see, I didn't even know that. I guess in my brain, you know, I thought all the bears just, you know, went to den for the winter, and that may not be the case. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, absolutely. Generally here in Kentucky, and then, I mean, obviously, if you get further south, it's even less, but the females expecting cubs will den for, you know, 4 or 5 month period and birth their cubs in the den. The others definitely slow down, but also will, you know, then a week and get up and move around for 2 weeks. So we've got, you know, especially in the mountains, we've got a good chestnut oak crop pretty much annually that they can feed on all winter.
Well, and you see them all the way, you know, especially with a lot of this stuff, you see them all the way up in Alaska and, you know, areas like that. And I think that's what we think of. But I want to remind people, these are black bears. These are not grizzly bears. They're not coming after your chihuahua unless the chihuahua comes to them, right?
Right, exactly. And that's the bit, you know, The biggest danger in modern time bear attacks are actually off-leash dogs and the owner trying to intervene. So, you know, it's not something that your folks down there have to worry about, but if they go to the Smokies, keep the dog on the leash,
right,
you know.
Right.
That's been the biggest predictor of issues with bears here probably in the last 20 years.
I got family right outside of Gatlinburg, and he texted me yesterday and said, "Oh my gravy, I see that you got another one over at LVL." I mean, now do we plan for them? You know, now they're becoming a little more normal, but we got to remember when we go out hunting, because we've got a large population of out-of-state hunters that come into Kentucky to hunt every single year. It makes a lot of money for us. How much do those hunters need to prepare for something like that? Take some bear spray with you, or, okay, I know it's crazy. We talked about it last time. It makes me laugh every time I see it on TV where they go, hey, bear, because you're not going to be walking around deer hunting and turkey hunting, you know, hollering at the bear.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something we see in the East during turkey season. Just about every year I get a call that, you know, bear walked up on somebody, and you know how you turkey hunt. You got a face mask on, you're sitting completely still at the base of a tree, like bear didn't know you were there. So my advice is, if you see one, you know, they can certainly pick up blaze orange better than a deer can, so that's a plus already. But you know, if you see one and it's coming to you, make some movement, let the bear know you're a person, pull your face mask off, that kind of deal. You don't necessarily have to yell "Hey bear" the whole day while you're trying to deer hunt at the LBL quota hunt, but they're going to know you're there before you know they're there,
right?
And probably be over, you know, your best case scenario, you might be sitting quietly in a tree stand and get to see him, but more often than not, he's gonna smell you or see you before you see him.
I'm going to tell you, I've been mad as a hornet, John, because this thing has gone through, and now we've got other ones for the last 3 years. Everybody and their uncle has been seeing them everywhere, and I have yet to be able to see it with my own peepers.
You know, and that's what I tell people. They ask what they need to do. I said, be glad you got to see it, because there's a lot of people that don't and may never see one in their life. So, you know, certainly that end of Caldwell County that's, you know, got some timber on it, and, you know, on the lake shore down there, that's going to be a tough place to see one unless it strolls through your backyard.
How long you been doing this? You've been doing it for a while, my man.
Yeah, I started in 2006 working with bears, then went back to grad school and worked with bears, and then came back to Fish and Wildlife and worked with bears, so... been a while. Not a whole lot surprises me at this point.
Well, and you're pretty familiar with Western Kentucky.
I am. Yep. Owensboro native, and spent summers on Kentucky Lake in Marshall County. So know the area well.
Did you ever think that you would see bears in this area?
Well, the funny thing, my grandma, and she's up in her 90s at this point, but she's a big birder. Half the reason why, you know, she lives down there on the lake, and she claims to have seen a bear at some point in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
And I don't doubt it one bit. And it was always just kind of one of those stories you heard before I got in this line of work. And now I'm like, you know, we had bears in Arkansas, and, you know, if they're dispersing a couple hundred miles, could have easily had a bear in West Kentucky in the 80s.
Well, when you think about it, they don't know that there's a state line, or, you know, you live in Eastern Kentucky, not Western Kentucky. You can't go there. You know, they're not
exactly
reading no bear signs or anything, so they could be anywhere.
Completely plausible. I mean, we had scattered, you know, unsubstantiated reports that people would write up in the 40s and 50s, and that could have been a West Virginia bear coming to Moorhead. I mean, they move and do their thing, and certainly possible.
What do you think has helped the bear population? What is it that we're doing right in certain areas that are helping that from really diminishing? Because, I mean, at one point, they were, you were a little worried about them.
Absolutely. Most of the ones that we've got in the east came out of the, you know, expanded out of the Shenandoah Valley, out of Smoky Mountains, and out of the Allegheny Mountains in West Virginia. Those were places that were just too rough for people to kill them all, you know?
Yeah.
And they weren't places where a whole lot of people were settling because you couldn't grow corn, it's, you know, on the side of the mountain and that kind of deal.
Right.
The biggest thing here in Kentucky is obviously just managed hunting. You know, we had 100 years probably that you weren't supposed to kill one. And also, you know, this expansion in from other states. But generally, we've got, you know, some of the best forests in the, you know, the Mid-South area of any state out here. I mean, we're managing them well. You know, the private landowners are managing them really well. And we're not trying to necessarily grow a corn crop on the side of Black Mountain like we were, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s. So that certainly helped. We've got large tracts of really good timber right now. And, you know, a bear is a generalist. We've got them living from, you know, literally Alaska to Maine, down to Florida, you know, southern Texas into Mexico. They can do well. Really in any habitat. And I've, you know, there's probably not a better place for them than, you know, kind of this mid, temperate area, you know, forested area that we've got here in Kentucky.
Do you guys like tag them and see where they go?
We do. We've got a number of females. We've got about 30 females in kind of the core area, mainly Harlan, Letcher, and McCreary County that's basically for a long-term reproductive study. So we go in each winter and tranquilize them in the den and basically count and sex their cubs. And that's a big part of our population model. These ones, I would love to be able to magically just throw a collar on, say, this bear that's moved through Callaway County and gone to LBL and just see what he does. But that, you know, I always say, you know, these roaming bears like that, I could drop SEAL Team 6 into West Kentucky and they'd never catch up with this bear. So, you know, no hope of getting them captured. And that's obviously dangerous for the bear as well, especially in the summer months when it's hot.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking if the bears, we're really starting to see them more, I'm thinking Sasquatch is next.
Exactly. I mean, maybe so.
If you can put a tracker on him, I'd appreciate it. Let me know if you do, right?
Yeah, I'm still looking for some good trail cam evidence of the Sasquatch.
Can't say thank you enough for taking the time to do that with us today, because I'll tell you, in 3 years, we've increased some sightings and stuff. So maybe in another 3 years, who knows?
Absolutely. Yep. No, like I said, nothing will surprise me at this point.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Coffee Talk.
Good morning, Carla Kim.
Our chance to get together and catch up on what's going on in our area.
Thanks for letting me come over, you guys.
Got a show idea or something you'd like to share? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com.
We'll be down to visit real soon.
For additional information on today's topics and past guests, visit our website at WPKYonline.com.
Y'all come back now.
Welcome home.
We'll be back soon. I promise.
Y'all come back now.
1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton, an Edge Media Group station.